To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل I am glad to be welcoming you back to another episode of our visiting the blessed shrines of the great companions and the awliya Allah.
To visit the saints, to visit the saints, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.
To visit the saints, to visit the saints,
the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.
To visit the saints, to visit the saints,
the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madinah channel, alhamdulillah, we are currently in Cairo, Egypt, and the name of this place is Mukhattam. This is the masjid of Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir. We are presence of the blessed shrine of Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir al-Juhayni radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And subhanallah, he accepted Islam at a very young age, my dear viewers. And a lesson to be learned from the life of Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu is, you know, for youngsters overall, for everybody, no doubt about it. But more importantly, for students of knowledge and those individuals who wish to gain some knowledge, those who are thirsty for knowledge, my dear viewers of Manchal, the importance, it really expresses the importance of knowledge. When Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he came, he performed the hijrah, he came to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Then the people of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, they were celebrating, they were full of joy, my dear viewers. They welcomed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam with such happiness. As the Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wasn't a citizen of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara itself, but he lived on the outskirts of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. He was from the Al-Qudaa, is mentioned from the northern side, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And it's mentioned that he was a shepherd. He used to herd sheep, and this was his profession, you can say, and this was what he would do. This is how he would spend his days. When he heard of the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard there are so many changes in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, you know, people are celebrating, whilst he would go to herd his sheep, he would hear the excitement emanating from the blessed city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. And when news reached him and those of his tribesmen, it said that there were 11 of them, my viewers. They went towards Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. They said, let's go see who he is. Let's see his mannerism. Let's see his character. And then, you know, maybe we'll accept his religion. So they come before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They ask some questions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being the greatest of mankind, undoubtedly, he showed them what the best of character is, my dear viewers. And they accepted Islam. Now these 11 individuals, these 11 young men, they decided that, why don't we come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam every single day to gain knowledge from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As for our sheep, what we can do is, for one day, one of us will give our sheep to another, and he will look after the sheep, and we'll go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to seek knowledge. So this is what they began to do. They took it in turns. They would leave the sheep with another, and they would go visit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would seek knowledge from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam every single day. Then Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this thought came across his mind that, what's the point in me going every single day? I could let them go, and you know, they could bring me back the knowledge, I will still learn. So initially this is what he did. Then when he remained behind, he didn't feel comfortable. So he decided that, no, I must leave everything and go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said that he sold all of his sheep, whatever he possessed, he sold it all, and he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he did hijrah, in a way you can say, and he joined the people who are known as the Ashabi Sufa, my dear viewers. He spent his entire days with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, he also attained the means, the ability to grant his servitude, to be of service to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He became a servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine how great he really is, my dear viewers. This person, he sacrificed all of his wealth, everything he possessed, he gave it away, and he joined the Ashab al-Safa. The Ashab al-Safa were about 70 companions. They would change, they would move up and down, and they had no possessions. They didn't go to the market, anything. They dedicated their entire life to seeking knowledge and spending their time with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. And this individual, Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after this, he became one of the seven juries from amongst the seven great fuqaha of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. He became one of those. Subhanallah. He was also the muleteer of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning he would pull the blessed horse or the camel or the mule of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I shall tell you what's beautiful. is that once he was pulling the reins of the mule of the horse of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told him to stop, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had dismounted. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him that, "O Uqba, you get up." He said, "Uqba radhiyallahu anhu, me, ya Rasulullah? How can I get up?" Al-hukmu fawqa al-adab. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had insisted, "No, Uqba, you get up." He said, "Uqba radhiyallahu anhu," he had mounted the mule, and the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had pulled the reins and led Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This is that great individual, alhamdulillah, who the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself had held the reins of the animal and pulled Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we are very extremely fortunate to be at such a sacred place, and I pray that for their sake Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our sins, forgive all of the sins of the viewers of Madani Channel, and especially our Amir al-Sunnat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a long and healthy life. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines.
To visit the saints.
To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines. The blessed shrines.
To visit the saints.
To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines.
The blessed shrines. To visit the saints.
The blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
The blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors. Whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors. Whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, we are at a remarkable place, a fascinating place. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. Behind me we have the blessed mausoleum, the shrine of the great Hazrat Nafisa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now many of you would be thinking, who is Hazrat Nafisa radiallahu ta'ala anha? My dear viewers, we've heard of Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a great mujtahid, he was a great scholar, he's one of the a'imma, one of the imams of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Imam Shafi'i, that he was inspired by his own mother. But my dear viewers, much of his success is also, subhanallah, credit is due to a blessed woman. And who is this? This is Hazrat Nafisa radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was the daughter of Hazrat Hassan al-Anwar, who was the son of Hazrat Zayd al-Ablaj, and he was the son of Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Hazrat Imam Hassan, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So subhanallah, she was from the noble lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Imam Shafi'i was inspired by her too. This is because the Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, one hand, she was very, very generous. She was a noble lady. She was a very rich lady. And she used to give so much in charity. One of the specialities, one of the great aspects which she possessed, a great characteristics, was that especially those people who were disabled, those people who had some sort of defects, she would help those. And she would also pay for the education of the poor people. And Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala an, she contributed towards his education. Not did she only contribute towards it monetarily, economically, not did she only fund it, but also she played an active role in that. She was the teacher of Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Other than this, there are also many miracles which are attributed towards her. You know, many, Allahu Akbar, so many miracles. One is that when she did move to Egypt, she married the son of Hazrat Ja'far al-Sadiq, Hazrat Mu'tamin radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And when they came here, it said that Hazrat Nafisa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had lived next to non-Muslim neighbors. And one of the neighbors, there was a daughter, there was a child, a girl, and she was completely disabled. But she was left by them at the house of Hazrat Nafisa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Once while she was performing ablution, a drop of water went on to that non-Muslim girl who was disabled. And immediately she became able. Immediately she was able to get up and she was able to move about. This was from the blessings of Hazrat Nafisa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Especially for the women, subhanallah. It's so beautiful to know that such a great imam, such a great mujtahid, like Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Nafisa radiallahu ta'ala anha, not only inspired him, but she was also his teacher. My dear viewers, we pray that for her sake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us happiness,
success in this world and Akhirah, that He allow especially our women, as ourselves also, to attain the knowledge of Deen and to become teachers, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
To visit the saints, to visit the saints, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.
Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. We are currently in Cairo, Egypt. We have come to the blessed shrine of a noble individual, a very, very noble lady, a noble woman. This is Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Which Hazrat Aisha is this? She is Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Hazrat Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is the son of Hazrat Imam Muhammad, Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is the son of none other than the great Ali Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, alhamdulillah, this is her masjid. My dear viewers, this is now a masjid, but it didn't used to be a masjid during her time. Rather, it was her house. And next to her house, she had built a madrasa to teach people. And this has now been extended, and mashallah, it is very, very big. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, she was a noble lady. She would never turn anybody away. She would always give sadaqah. She was a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.
And Hazrat Aisha